Samuel Sashu, speaking on Ayurveda.
Hello, beloved. I'm back here again in Campo, California, and I'm very, very happy to share this instant inspiration with you. Our topic for today is Ayurveda and you. Ayurveda is a Sanskrit word which means Ayu, life, and Veda, science or knowledge. So Ayurveda simply means knowledge of life. Now, you may know, or you know that to live, you must understand life. And to understand life, you must understand your own life. But from understanding your life, then you can move on to understand the wholeness of life that surrounds you. And you know that the same divinity that is within you is also everywhere present. This is the basis of Ayurveda. Ayurveda also knows that just as consciousness is, consciousness also expresses as. And therefore, consciousness is expressing as all there is. And consciousness expresses as all there is in different shapes and forms and in different qualities. Therefore, we have three basic energies in all of creation. One energy, which in Sanskrit is known as kapha, is that which creates moisture, fluidity, stability in creation. There is the other one which creates heat, which we call pitta. And there is the other one which creates movement, which we call vata. Vata is represented, you know, by the air principle, pitta by the fire principle, and kapha by the water or earth principle. Now, in each and every one of us, as we come into the world, we bring forth either more kapha, and therefore we are prone to gain weight, or we have more pitta, and therefore our metabolism is very, very strong, or we have vata, which creates movement and dryness, and so our form is slim. But then in talking to you about Ayurveda today, knowing who you are will be the prime interest that I would like to share with you. You see, you are a spiritual being. You have heard this many a time. And most of the time, we think that we should be told a different story. That, oh no, you are not a spiritual being. You are other than spiritual. But my friend, my brother, my sister, I have news for you. You can never be anything else than the spiritual being that you are. Got it? Yes, I've got it.
We got it.
Now, when you know that you are a spiritual being, and you know that your body, the body that you are using, is a gift that you have given to yourself through your earthly parents. If you look at it this way, you will begin to learn detachment, because then you will know that the body is not you, it's a present. That is why you have it always with you. Because it's present, it's here and now, and it's a gift. And therefore, if you know that your body is a gift and that you will leave your body one day, then you know that now this is the vehicle that I have had created for me to use in this particular field of expression. Now, how am I going to take care of this body? What are the energies that will power this body most efficiently? What are the thoughts that will flow through this body that will make it hale and hearty, whole and perfect at all times? What are the feelings, emotions? I call emotions energy in motion. What energies will I set in motion in this body to power it most efficiently? What kind of food, or fuel will I give to this body to power it most efficiently? In what way am I going to relate to my environment, which is an extension of my own self? You have to think about all of these things, because the universe, that is why it is called uni. Uni is unit, one whole. It's a series of connected parts, you know, and all the parts fit into each other in such a way that you can't do without any of the parts. And beloved, you are a part of this whole. In fact, you are the wholeness expressing as this part. You know?
Believe it.
And this truth of life, this knowledge of life, the Buddha said, he who lives the life of truth, only he or she shall know what the doctrine is. You've been hearing from Dr. Herbert Biley daily, giving you this science of life, giving you these seeds which, when you plant in the mind, in the virgin field of your mind, will blossom and express as experiences worth enjoying, worth living, worth being for yourself. I leave you today with this thought. I am a spiritual being, and I create a wonderful world for myself and for others. My creative mind is a transparency for truth. I maintain mature and harmonious emotions. My physical body is a divine vehicle, and I feed it with the thoughts, feelings, food as energy, and relate with my environment appropriately. And I surround this body with my pure white light of love. Say to yourself, I am independently wealthy, for I am God in action. And as God in action, I flourish, I am successful in all ways. Hey, the universe is expressing as all the billions of people to make you a success in this venture called possible, in this mission called possible that you have embarked on in this lifetime. And therefore, I want you to see this universe as your friend. Be on friendly terms with a friendly universe. And know that your destiny, your goal in this life is to awaken fully to who you already and really are. And I want to say to you that I've enjoyed these few moments that we've shared together. Continue to be a blessing unto the world. I am being that. I'm being myself and having fun. Mm-hmm. And I know that is what is happening to you too. Bless you. I love you. I love you. I really, really love you.